Before we get started, I just want to thank you for listening to the Morning Crunch Wrap podcast. Your support is appreciated. You can also follow the Morning Crunch Wrap on Facebook to get links to all of the stories we talk about and occasionally stories that we don't get a chance to talk about. Plus, you can follow Morning Crunch Wrap on Instagram as well for photos that are either from or inspired by the stories that we talk about. So give us a follow on social and let me know what you think. This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Wednesday, April 17th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. I will admit it, it's a bit of a clickbait article from the Associated Press. Headline, Muskrat Love, Detroit Area Catholics Permitted to Eat Rodent. Dateline Detroit. Detroit area Roman Catholics have one more dining option during Lent than most other followers of the faith. The culinary appeal of that item, however, is up for debate. A longstanding permission allows local Catholics to eat muskrat, a furry marsh-dwelling rodent native to the area, on days of abstinence, including Fridays of Lent. This Friday is Good Friday. Missionary priests realized that food was especially scarce in the region by the time Lent came around and did not want to burden Catholics unreasonably by denying them one of the few readily available sources of nutrition, however unappetizing it might be for most folks. That's according to Edward Peters, an expert on canon law who is on the faculty at Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit. The Reverend Tim LeBeau grew up in an area of Michigan where the practice has long been a tradition and recalls sitting down for muskrat dinners with his grandfather, saying, "I don't know if I enjoy more eating the muskrat or watching people try it for the first time because it doesn't look in any way appetizing." He said some people describe it as tasting like duck, but he disagrees, adding, "I think muskrat tastes like muskrat, and I don't think I can compare it to anything else." Now, in case you're wondering, muskrats eat mostly plants and vegetation, including their tails. They're about 20 to 25 inches long and weigh 2 to 5 pounds. LeBeau, who says he enjoys the taste of the furry rodent despite the appearance, recalled a line he attributed to the late Bishop Kenneth Povich, a one-time head of the Lansing Diocese. Quote, "Anybody that eats muskrat is doing an act of penance worthy of the greatest of saints." Jokes aside, LeBeau says the long history of parishioners chowing down on muskrat in the weeks before Easter is keeping with the meaning of the season. Adding, "The people ate muskrat many, many years ago. They were poor and they didn't have much. So in terms of people that do eat it, it does remind us, at least it reminds me, of the poor." Dining on muskrat. All right, let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. I grew up a Catholic, and during Lent, we would always eat fish on Fridays. Now, when you're a kid, that means fish sticks, which, you know, standard fare for the Catholic kid during Lent. I cannot imagine the idea of chowing down on muskrat. Now, I get why they did it originally, because you had poor people who didn't have the ability to do anything else, and you wanted them in your faith. Gosh darn it. I think the bigger issue that this points out is that virtually every, quote, law and rule in religion is up for interpretation or doesn't really actually mean anything, because they can go ahead and make exceptions to it whenever they like and however they like. Now, this may be a noble reason, but there are plenty of reasons that you can make for not following official canon law and policy of whatever church organization you might be a part of. First of all, I'm very angry at myself for falling for a clickbait article, because this literally has no impact on anyone that does not want it to have an impact on them. There's no one going around. Well, I take that back. There's no one outside of the Michigan area going around trying to get you to eat muskrat. I have not seen muskrat at the exotic meat place that I go that has different types of burgers. I have not seen muskrat in the butcher case at my local supermarket. Muskrat isn't even an option for most people. Although if it were, would you take it? I mean, there's a lot of mercury in fish. Is there mercury in muskrat? And are you going to swallow it? I don't know. Well, it's Holy Week, so chow down on your muskrat if you must. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say.